Smokers in New York City have already been chased out of bars, offices, and restaurants. Now, New York wants to ban smoking in outdoor public spaces like parks and beaches. Other cities have such a ban, but New York's ban would affect some of the most crowded pedestrian spaces in the world. Think Times Square. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
First, they came for the smokers in bars, and Jason Riley learned to live with it.
I didn't stop drinking. If that was the objective to get me to stop drinking, it didn't work.
Then the New York City Health Department banned trans fat in foods. Riley didn't mind.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
The city went after excess salt, required calorie counts on the menus.
I don't think it makes a difference.
But now New York City is coming for Mr. Riley. He's standing in the middle of Times Square, taking a smoke break. Under the proposed law to ban outdoor smoking, he would be a criminal.
How do you enforce it? You're going to give a ticket to every single person you see with a cigarette? Should we hire 500 more police officers to cover that?
With a good sense of smell?
Maybe the canine units can take care of it.
It's easy to mock the proposed law in a place like Times Square, where not too many years ago, a billboard for Camel cigarettes blew giant smoke rings into the air. The square's filled with car exhaust, vapors from food carts, and other weird smells. What harm could a few extra cigarettes do?
Well, there's increasing evidence that you can be exposed to smoke outdoors in a way that's really harmful to your health.
Thomas Farley is the Commissioner of Health for New York City. He says studies show that if you're within 3 feet of someone smoking outdoors, your exposure to secondhand smoke can be the same as indoors. And even though places like Times Square are choked with exhaust-spewing traffic, cigarettes are still worse.
You know, but we've done measurements, and the levels of particulates, those are the little particles that get into your lung, that can cause damage, are much higher from secondhand smoke than they are from car exhaust. So you can get much higher levels by sitting next to a smoker than being at the entrance to the Holland Tunnel.
And so the New York City Health Department has been pushing the city for the last year to take action. The proposed ban on smoking would affect about 1,700 parks, plazas, and beaches. It still needs to pass the city council, but the number of angry smokers ready to fight is dwindling in New York. The goal, at least among some in city government, is to keep this up until everyone in New York City has quit.
I really want people to stop smoking. I'm not going to say otherwise.
Gail Brewer is a New York City Council member and sponsor of the anti-smoking bill. We're headed down to City Hall Park to talk with smokers about the proposed regulations. And Brewer lets me in on a secret. The police will not be actively hunting down smoking scofflaws.
I'm not interested in fines. I'm not interested in getting anybody arrested.
But if you're sitting on the beach and someone's smoking next to you, you can wave this new law in his face.
You could say very nicely, it's against the law to smoke on the beach, and hopefully they will understand, and I'm sure they will.
We spot a young man smoking.
Should we go over and confront him?
Should we ask him how he feels about it in the future?
He is Edmund Kazubinski, a college student who isn't allowed to smoke in his own apartment.
I love to sit in the park and chain smoke. It's a new passion of mine. And if I can't smoke in public places, I guess I'd have to like walk around the streets and maybe I'll quit.
This is exactly what the council member wanted to hear. That's what you want to hear, right? That he may quit.
I would love you to quit because I want you to live for a very long time.
And you know, if your parents aren't going to tell you, then the city's going to be a parent for you. You know that.
That's true, yeah. I guess I'm going to smoke in the park while I can.
If the law passes, the last public haven for smokers in New York will be the city sidewalks. And at least if they have to circle the block, they're getting some exercise. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.